Trading is counterintuitive. While 90% of traders consistently lose money, the secret to success isn't found in complex charts or technical indicators. It's about mastering your psychological response to losing. The markets aren't rational or efficient. They're driven by humans who act irrationally under stress. This explains why, despite having the most advantageous trading conditions in history, superior technology, lower spreads, abundant analytical tools, most retail traders still struggle with profitability. The statistics are sobering. Major regulated brokers consistently report failure rates above 70%. What's fascinating is that most trading accounts actually demonstrate a positive win rate, with research showing 62% of all trades being profitable. Yet traders still lose money overall because their winning trades capture significantly less profit than their losing trades cost them. The human brain, evolved for survival in physical environments, simply wasn't designed for the abstract nature of financial markets. Our neural circuitry, designed to avoid pain and seek pleasure, works against successful trading psychology. This explains why traders hold losing positions too long. As long as a position remains open, hope persists it will become profitable. Closing a losing trade activates the same neural pathways as physical pain, making proper risk management difficult. This manifests in destructive behaviors, averaging down on losses, cutting winners too early, and ignoring stop losses. Even experienced traders struggle to implement these principles consistently under market pressure. One particularly harmful behavior comes from applying supermarket shopping psychology to financial markets. In supermarkets, discounts represent value and trigger pleasure. When market prices fall, we incorrectly view this as value or stocks becoming cheap. A stock dropping from $100 to $50 seems on sale like groceries. But markets aren't supermarkets. Rising prices indicate demand, not overvaluation, contradicting our shopping instincts. Counterintuitively, it often makes sense to buy something because it's more expensive today than yesterday. Rising prices frequently signal strong fundamentals or positive momentum that can persist. This supermarket mindset devastates trading accounts as retail traders obsessively hunt for bottoms in downtrending markets. When you're in a winning position, instead of thinking where to get out, why don't you think about where to get in more? This simple question fundamentally reshapes how successful traders approach market psychology. Most traders contemplate taking partial profits once in a winning trade. But what if we inverted this thinking? The mathematics behind adding to winning positions is compelling. Using average true range, ATR, to establish volatility in different market conditions, you can systematically add to positions at predetermined increments while adjusting stops. This approach removes emotion from the equation and creates a mathematical framework for position sizing. The strategy particularly shines during strong trend movements, where traditional traders might exit too early, leaving substantial profits on the table. Imagine trades where initial positions grow fivefold through systematic additions, transforming modest winners into significant profits. This approach directly counteracts the brain's natural pain avoidance signals. When finally making money after being underwater, deliberately adding more to the position embraces the discomfort that most traders avoid. The uncomfortable truth is that with charts, less is often more. While novice traders typically crowd their screens with an array of indicators, the most successful charts are often completely bare, focusing exclusively on pure price action to identify low-risk, high-probability setups. The key to trading success lies in understanding that most traders fail because they interpret pain signals from their reptile brain without modification. Success requires recoding these messages. Instead of running away when pain comes, successful traders hold fast and move toward danger. This approach can be summarized in four principles. 1. Assume you're wrong until proven otherwise. 2. Expect discomfort. 3. Add to positions when right. And 4. Never add when wrong. Unlike the failing majority who enter trades assuming correctness, successful traders assume they'll quickly exit losing trades. Their confidence comes not from selecting perfect setups, but from trusting themselves to eliminate underperforming trades. Consider Kobe Bryant's approach to failure. After making crucial errors that cost his team a game, he stayed shooting hoops alone until sunrise. This wasn't just punishment, it was confronting his fear of failure through repetition. Bryant missed more shots than any other player in history, yet became a legend because he was willing to encounter failure in every game he played. The ideal trading mindset is completely flexible, unconcerned with winning or losing, yet still acting in your best interest. It's fearless, but not reckless. This mindset can be acquired through introspection and self-knowledge, allowing you to perceive market information without feeling threatened. Moving beyond common trading platitudes requires creating your own book of truths, a comprehensive analysis of your trading performance that reveals deep-seated patterns in behavior and decision-making. This isn't just another trading journal, it's a mirror reflecting your true trading self. By meticulously categorizing trades across multiple dimensions, time of day, market conditions, position size, entry-exit points, and emotional state, you'll uncover surprising insights about yourself. You might discover you trade with precision in mornings, but consistently give away profits in afternoons. Perhaps you excel in range-bound markets, but develop destructive habits fighting established trends. Creating visual representations of these patterns becomes a transformative exercise for improvement. These aren't just charts and graphs, they're daily reminders of your strengths and weaknesses, presented in a format impossible to ignore. Like Maximus in Gladiator ritualistically preparing for combat, you must leave your old self behind each trading day. Trading fundamentally goes against normal human instinct. Success requires embracing discomfort and uncertainty rather than seeking safety. Profitable trading requires trust in yourself and in the markets. You must believe you already possess the tools needed to succeed. While technical competence matters, emotional maturity is equally important. Successful traders develop trust through market data analysis, recognizing that perfect trading opportunities appear daily. Trust pairs with patience. Use controlled breathing, 7 seconds in, 11 seconds out, to calm your mind for high-stakes decisions. This practice increases attention span and is used by elite athletes and Formula One drivers performing under pressure. The trading mindset forms a loop. Trust enables patience, patience builds confidence, confidence shapes inner dialogue, dialogue supports process orientation, and process keeps you present. Being process-oriented means abandoning monetary targets and trusting your skills to capitalize on market opportunities. Patience flows from trust, confidence from continuous improvement, and inner dialogue from these elements combined. Expect discomfort. It signals growth. Trading success comes from consistent behaviors, not occasional actions. The best traders excel at managing inevitable losses. Your path to profitability lies not in better understanding markets, but in understanding your mind. The gap between current and desired results can only be bridged through mindset development. Trust whatever approach resonates with you, embrace discomfort, and remember, sometimes the best loser wins.